UC Santa Barbara's Multicultural Center was closed after anti-Zionist posters were hung up on the MCC's walls and front door on February 26, 2024. The posters on the doors said, quote, "Zionists not welcome," and posters indoors said things like, quote, "When people are occupied, resistance is justified. UCSB is complicit in war," and "Justice for Palestine." The MCC's Instagram also featured story posts, which the university said were unauthorized. The post spoke of frustration with, quote, "Everyone who has remained silent to what has been happening in Palestine," and also criticized the, quote, "AS board for being Zionists that they are," end quote. Some of the posters in the MCC called out Associated Students President Tessa Vexler by name, saying, quote, "Tessa Vexler supports genocide," and "You can run, but you can't hide, Tessa Vexler," end quote. I spoke with President Vexler on March 5th to discuss these events and the fallout.
Yes, my name is Tessa Vexler. I'm a fourth-year political science and communication double major, and I'm also the Associated Students President this year. And I really said, you know, it's the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. And, you know, it's always going to be challenging being a Jewish person in this world, but especially, you know, a Jewish leader, because leadership is already isolating as it is. So challenging. My favorite tagline recently is stressed but blessed.
President Vexler was among those who showed up to the MCC gathering on February 26th. That day, as reported by the Daily Nexus, pro-Palestine students were creating posters as pro-Israel students sat together to protest already existing posters. The Nexus reports that President Vexler arrived, quote, "in protest of the signage and to discourse with the gathering's attendees," end quote. The day eventually ended with pro-Palestine students on one side and pro-Israel students on the other. And then, on the same day, came the suspension of the MCC, which President Vexler says has impacted people of color the most. President Vexler previously said that she herself has hosted events at the MCC. For context, the MCC has been an organizing space for cultural and advocacy organizations at UCSB and was considered one of the few safe spaces on campus for students of color, queer students, and disabled students.
The closure of the MCC has disproportionately affected students of color on this campus. And it's extremely upsetting to me that other students have had to lose a space that is both sacred and safe for them, as a consequence of, you know, first of all, a couple of select students, but also maybe students that don't align with views of other people on campus.
She also discussed why she felt it was important to show up to the February 26th gathering at the MCC.
I think that the Jewish community has been swallowing their discomfort regarding anti-Semitism on campus for years now, but especially in the past 4 months. And I think that when they saw on social media, you know, what had materialized at the Multicultural Center, they really had a choice to make. And they chose bravery. They chose to go to a place in which they were being excluded from and take a stand and say, "You cannot exclude us from this space." It was really, to me, a act of civil disobedience. It was, you know, I would call it a sit-in, but ultimately it was showing that Jewish students will not be excluded from spaces on campus and that we're not going anywhere.
President Vexler has received heavy criticism before for her outspoken Zionist views. I asked why these posters were different for her.
For me, it was different because it was so blatant in terms of how it was presented, that it was like posters on campus in the same building in which my office is located, in which I work.
Although several posters specifically called her out, she emphasized her beliefs that the posters affected all Jewish students.
I've been really okay with being the person that's receiving the majority of the hate online, in terms of the fact that, not okay with, but I've accepted that I'm going to receive more hate, and if that protects my community from it a little bit, if I get to be kind of the barrier or the buffer, I've chosen that. But this was not just about me. This was about the entire Jewish community at UCSB, and honestly, it was my breaking point because, as I mentioned, I have been going through this for the past 4 months. This started on October 9th, the harassment I've been experiencing. And this just felt different. And it felt kind of like, let's see how far we can push the boundary of excluding Jewish people from campus spaces before we're told that we're not allowed to do it. And yeah, like I just felt like I had to say something. I had to stand up for myself because, again, the Jewish community that day, they were watching to see what I was going to do. And they were watching to see how their leadership would react.
President Vexler says she attempted to engage in dialogue with people at the MCC.
You know, when I was in the MCC, I was really trying to engage in dialogue, first by listening and truly understanding, you know, where am I falling short as a leader? I think that as a leader, I should always be welcome to criticism, and also drawing the line between criticism of my Jewish identity or my identity in general and criticism of me as a leader.
She says speaking with students of opposing views is important, but oftentimes difficult.
And, you know, I did get a lot of feedback about not, you know, showing up enough into different spaces, different community spaces. And at the same time, I had expressed that the reason I haven't been comfortable showing up is because I've been told that I shouldn't be there, or that I'm not allowed, or that I've been threatened online. And the biggest fear of being targeted online is that you have no idea who it is. So I don't know if I'm sitting next to someone that sent me a death threat the day before. So for me, it's been trying to juggle the responsibility of being a student leader and showing up for these underrepresented groups, and at the same time, not compromising my own safety.
The MCC closed on February 26th, the same day as the gathering. According to the Daily Nexus, this decision was made following discussions with student leaders and MCC staff. President Vexler says she was not part of that decision.
It'll shock you when I say I was not. I was not a part of the conversation to close. It was something that I was informed was going to happen. And at the time, I didn't necessarily step in because I think I was told that the reason to close the MCC, and it was an indefinite thing, I didn't know if it was going to be, you know, for the rest of the day, for the rest of the week, was really to be able to do an investigative report to understand what had happened here. And to me, to be able to do that observation was important for all parties involved to best protect them and their safety. So I was not a part of the conversation to close the MCC, but I was informed that it was going to happen after the decision had already been made.
Students have previously criticized UC Santa Barbara for slow responses to anti-Semitic and Islamophobic incidents on campus. As we've said, the decision to close the MCC was made the same day as the gathering, and university administrators, including Chancellor Henry T. Yang, also sent out emails soon afterwards. President Vexler discussed these emails.
The first statement, you know, for the majority of the student body, they're like, what happened to the MCC? Like, yeah, the situation wasn't even described. So, you know, in my opinion, statements are purely performative. They're, you know, for clarification, whatnot. So I'm assuming that administration was just trying to get ahead of it. But again, was not shown either of the statements before publication and was not consulted on those statements either.
UCSB has a systemic anti-Semitism problem, she says.
I think that the university response is not going to be enough until they show the Jewish community on campus how they're going to protect them. Because right now, we feel unprotected. Because even with me in that position of being the student body president, the Jewish community maybe feels some sense of ease. But what happens when I'm no longer there? I've actually just recently had some really incredible conversations with Muslim students who came to me and told me actually that they stood against what had happened to me. And it gave me a lot of hope for the future because I see that there's a lot of shared value in fighting anti-Semitism, because I believe that if we fight anti-Semitism, we are also fighting against Islamophobia. We are fighting against anti-blackness. We are fighting against other forms of discrimination on this campus. I think that it's a shared fight. It's not a Jewish fight. Fighting anti-Semitism is not a Jewish fight. It's everyone's fight. And that's what I want to see more of. So I think it's a start from the administration. I don't think it's enough. And to be frank, I don't think that we should see it as the administration's job. I think we should see it as a student body's responsibility to work on campus climate and for the administration to maybe guide and support those efforts. But it's collective.
Regarding discipline for those responsible for the posters, she emphasized the importance of balancing accountability with restorative justice, education, dialogue, and humanizing one another.
I think we need to approach it restoratively. I also think we need to have accountability and clear boundaries. I think that's important to make sure that acts of hate don't happen again on this campus, is so that people know what is and what is not allowed. And I think that, again, from here on out, we have been given funding by UCOP on this issue, to fight anti-Semitism, to fight Islamophobia, to fight hate on campus, to create productive discourse. So that is my focus.
President Vexler emphasized, though, that disciplinary action is outside her role as student body president.
If there's ever a student that feels that they are being not rightfully treated by the administration, then that is a point where I can stand up for them and I can advocate for them. But right now, it's inappropriate for me to interfere in an administrative role.
The posters at the MCC received national attention, including from ABC. Many, including actor David Schwimmer, reposted President Vexler's Instagram post denouncing the posters and anti-Semitism on campus. I asked her, what has the response been like for her?
First of all, none of this was expected for me. I literally put together a post in like 20 minutes, posted it, and I was just like, I just need to say something. It was a very emotional reaction, also well thought out, but also partially emotional, and it just kind of blew up. The reason that I think that it's caught on to the national stage is because there hasn't been many Jewish students that have spoken up in the way that I have and have been in the position that I've been, and, you know, receiving so much hate and kind of, I guess, doing this anyways, speaking out against it anyways, knowing what the cost would be. I knew that my anti-Semitism was going to double. I knew that when I posted it. And I just weighed, you know, being a brave voice more than the cost of the anti-Semitism that I was going to receive. So the support has been absolutely wild, which is why I describe it as the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, because, you know, my name is getting graffitied on bathroom stalls, but then at the same time, you know, I'm talking to people like David Schwimmer, who are incredible Jewish leaders that are standing up against anti-Semitism, and find it inspiring that someone my age is doing the same. So, yeah, it's been unreal. It's been really challenging. And, you know, if I have the opportunity to show Jewish students that they can stand up for themselves and be in positions of leadership and not feel isolated, then I'm going to continue doing it.
She also later posted about the importance of supporting Jewish businesses and highlighted a company that sells hoodies and hats with the saying, "We will dance again." Those are words from Mia Shechem, a survivor of the October 7th Nova Music Festival massacre, who Hamas kidnapped and later released. The proceeds are donated to Safe Heart, a nonprofit providing support for other Nova Festival survivors. Several social media users criticized President Vexler for this, calling it, quote, dystopian and tone-deaf, and contending that she was leveraging her position and newfound clout to post ads and for personal gain.
I don't make any money off of doing it. I don't receive any form of compensation, any form of payment. And to suggest that is anti-Semitic within itself. To suggest that I, as a Jewish person, am trying to profit off of my anti-Semitism is vile, to be frank. And really, I don't have any ill intentions. The fact that I have a following is something that should be used, no? Like, why wouldn't I be doing these things? So, again, to suggest that suggests thing is complete, you know, character assassination. It's not the type of person that I am. It's dehumanizing. And to be clear, I haven't earned a penny off of posting different businesses and clothes.
Another point of contention? Doxing. On February 29th, 3 days after the MCC gathering, an Instagram account called Israel War Room released the names of 24 students it alleged were involved with posting the signs in the MCC. The account cited social media posts as evidence. It also posted the photos, majors, and affiliations of 15 of these students, including one student's immigration status, income level, and gender identity or sexual orientation. President Vexler condemned the post, saying, quote, "We don't solve harassment with more harassment. One community's safety cannot come at the expense of another," end quote. However, she was criticized for apparently reposting it on her story. This is her clarification of what happened.
So to be clear, I didn't reshare their post. I wanted people to know what I was talking about. So I put the post on my story and covered it with my caption that said exactly what you're reading right now.
She says she wanted to get the message out there as quickly as possible so that it could be taken down faster.
And then 10 minutes after it being up, I realized I was like, oh no, this is probably going to give it more clicks. So I deleted it and I reposted the story with just my caption, and I reached out to literally every single influential person that I could think of to DM this account to get it taken down, and it did get taken down because of pressure. But I realized that I, you know, unintentionally was actually amplifying it, so that's why I took it down. And again, doxing is disgusting, doxing is wrong, and again, I stand by what I said, that we don't solve harassment with more harassment. We don't create insecurity for already marginalized groups on campus. So I stood against that very strongly, and I will continue to. That goes against every fiber of my being.
We were unable to confirm the nature of this reshared post. At the time of the interview, and as of March 14th, 2024, President Vexler still follows Israel War Room. I asked her about her reasoning behind still following this account.
Honestly, I follow a lot of different accounts, and the fact that they deleted it means a great deal, and they post a lot of information that I find relevant.
For context, Israel War Room's bio on Instagram states, quote, "Israel's enemies do not sleep, neither do we," end quote. The account posts frequently about anti-Semitism, anti-Zionism, and anti-Israel sentiment, as well as about violence against Israelis and Jewish people. It has called for opposition to boycott, divestment, and sanctions, or BDS bills, and for opposition to, quote, pro-Hamas ceasefire resolutions, end quote. More recently, it criticized celebrities who wore artists for ceasefire pins at the Oscars. The account also called Aaron Bushnell, quote, a deeply troubled individual known for his anti-Israel views and tragic self-immolation stemming from mental health issues, end quote.
I'm also a firm believer in following accounts that you disagree with sometimes, that challenge your worldviews. So if I'm not following it and they do something like that again, how would I be able to stand up against it? I'm not going to know that it's up. So it's something that I think is going to be something that I would reevaluate depending on how the account progresses and what they continue posting. But as of now, just because I follow an account doesn't mean that I condone every single action. It means that social media is a source of information and it's a source of discourse, and I want to be aware and I want to be informed.
Finally, I asked President Vexler, how is she navigating advocating for students who strongly disagree with her and who may support the messaging of the MCC posters? And how is all this shaping her approach to serving as AS president?
I cannot sacrifice pieces of my identity, in which I believe my advocacy is a part of my Jewish identity. I cannot sacrifice those pieces to satisfy those that disagree with me. And I again believe that it's important to recognize that at the end of the day, I am a student and I have a personal account, and I'm allowed to share my political opinions. I'm allowed to talk about things that I care about, including but not limited to Middle Eastern politics. So, you know, I can understand where students may feel that because they disagree with my views that I'm not accurately representing them. However, my views on Middle Eastern politics don't play into my role as student body president, because nothing none of the decisions that I have made in my capacity as president have been on this issue. I do believe that if I'm going to be, you know, a loud advocate, that I also have a responsibility to listen to my critics, which I've been trying to do. But again, I don't feel that a lot of it is criticism of my work. I have yet to hear, you know, like, in your capacity as president, you've written legislation that is very specific to this one community, or you haven't talked about our community in an event that you've done. Sure, like, let's talk about that. But disagreeing with my views, that's, you know, I don't have control over that. I can't really change that.
She also discussed one of her goals for the remainder of her term as president.
Coalition building. So I've already started trying to work and create a task force of students who really want to find a way for us to work together with some Muslim students, with some Jewish students, not affiliated with any organization, not even affiliated with the presidency, but just trying to have some dialogue and understand where do we intersect, where do we not, where can we find shared struggle, where can we find shared joy, and how can we work together to create spaces on campus that are safe for all of us. So that is my focus right now, and again, I can't, you know, I'm not going to acknowledge every Yik Yak and Reddit and whatever people are saying about me, because it's, frankly, a lot of it is anti-Semitism. A lot of it is deeply targeted, and again, has nothing to do with my role. It has to do with me, like, as a human being, or rather, the lack thereof. I'm being dehumanized. So, you know, there's very little that I can do about people disliking me because I'm Jewish, or people disliking me because I have emotions and feelings and political beliefs. So what I've been trying to do, and I believe that my work shows for it, that I've been extremely hardworking in my role. I have tried to accomplish as much as possible in this short time that I get to be in this position. And I've consistently tried to advocate and tried to listen and tried to approach my role with compassion and kindness to the best of my ability. And I'm never going to be perfect, and I'm sure that even if I didn't say a single word, someone would be upset with me, right? Because I think that saying nothing is actually worse than saying something. So, you know, I'm taking it day by day. I want feedback, but the feedback that's coming in bullying and harassment is not feedback that I'm able to respond to in an effective and constructive way.
On a final note, President Vexler described the state of the current campus climate.
If I could leave anyone with anything, it's that our campus climate right now is hostile. And it's not hostile because of an individual. It's not hostile because of our administration. It's hostile because we have lost the ability to see each other as humans. And we have lost the ability to have dialogue on issues that are uncomfortable and that bring us disagreement. And I want our student body to get to a place in which we can respect each other as human beings, and we can talk about things that are complex, while also recognizing that many of these issues do not affect us personally. And what does affect people on this campus is anti-Semitism directed at students, Islamophobia directed at students. That is pertinent to this campus. Something happening 3,000 miles away is not, in my opinion, exactly where our focus should be as a campus. I feel like we should try to restore, you know, the climate here. And again, I only have the best intentions trying to fight for my community, and while also being a good leader, while also finishing my studies. And I'm only one person, so I'm going to make mistakes, and I'm going to struggle. I welcome feedback, and I welcome criticism, and I will continue doing the best that I can to represent the student body here and leading them simultaneously through this really challenging time.
That was AS President Tessa Vexler. To hear more, listen to KCSB's past coverage on the closure of the MCC. Thank you for listening. With KCSB News, I'm Joyce Chee.